Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us this morning, tech reporter Mike Dubusky. It's the last day of a long-running government incentive program. Mike, the EV tax credit goes away at midnight, and I'm sure dealers are bracing for a busy final rush.
Yeah, as are car makers. The shape of this program since its inception in 2008 really did change. The numbers specifically moved around, but under its current iteration, which lasts for the next couple hours at the very least, you can claim up to $7,500 off the cost of a new electric vehicle and up to $4,000 off the cost of a used EV. So a pretty hefty chunk of change. And we've been piecing through some new data that found that quite a lot of people took advantage of this particular program. A new analysis from LendingTree this month found that in 2023 alone, car buyers saved about $3.3 billion off the cost of new cars. Now, California accounted for about a third of those claims. They accounted for about $1.1 billion. But guys, us here in New York, we ranked sixth overall when it came to taking advantage of this credit. That, again, according to this new data from LendingTree. Now, the credit itself does move, right? It's not like everybody gets $7,500 off the cost of every car. It depends on where the car is assembled, where the battery componentry comes from, and the price of the car. This credit only applied to new EV cars, sedans, below $55,000, and trucks and SUVs that were below $80,000. So really targeting sort of more the mass market electric vehicles. But even still, it does appear that a lot of people took advantage of it, and more so in recent months as the deadline to take advantage of the credit got closer. Cox Automotive estimated that EV sales will hit about 410,000 this quarter. That's up more than 20% from last year. It also means that 1 in 10 new cars this quarter were electric.
Okay. It seems interesting when you said, sixth state was New York?
Mm-hmm.
With the cold winters that are here, you know, there's always been that thought that I guess sales might not be as big in this part of the country as other parts because of winters and what that does to batteries.
Yeah, that's right. And this is a trend that we've observed across the electric vehicle market, is that when it gets cold outside, your range shrinks. And this is something that car makers have been working to get better at, and we have seen some minor improvements there. However, this is still an issue that EVs deal with, and it is an adjustment from, you know, your traditional gas car, where, of course, you know, you have issues with cold starts, of course, but it's not quite the same as not being able to go as far, right? But even still, there were some, there was strong interest in New York, again, ranking sixth overall. Generally speaking, though, New Yorkers took less advantage of the credit. Again, up to $7,500 $1,500 off the cost of a new car. New Yorkers, on average, got about $6,100 off the cost of a new car. So it depends on kind of what cars they were buying, where those cars were assembled, and whatnot. The national average was about $6,700 off the cost of a new car. So that's another interesting thing to consider. In addition to that, the majority of these vehicle purchases were actually leases, about 70% of them, according to Edmunds.com. That's a reversal of a trend over the last few years where predominantly people were buying cars as opposed to leasing them. Well, the lease deals actually don't need to comply with as many regulations and restrictions as the purchase deals. So it seems like people were moving over to leasing cars in the last few years and months.
So where does it go from here? I'm looking at all these automakers. They're still making some EVs. I just, you know, Mike, I can't imagine buying one of these cars without having all that money coming back to you.
Yeah, and that is something that these automakers are concerned about. And you see that showing up at Ford and General Motors, which recently reportedly have been offering an extension of this federal tax credit through their sort of financing arms, at least for the next month or so, to kind of preserve some of those savings. It is worth mentioning, though, that we have observed the average cost of an electric vehicle come down over the last few years. They still command a premium over your average gasoline car. However, the delta between those two average prices is a lot smaller than it was even 5 years ago, right? It was not so long ago that we were saying that the average cost of an electric vehicle, this is pre-pandemic, was about $68,000 as opposed to, you know, $48,000, $49,000 for an average gas car. Now the average cost of an electric vehicle is closer to $55,000, and that's versus $50,000-ish for a new gas car. So there's less of a, you know, premium. It is still a premium, though. And you talk to any automotive analyst and they'll say after this credit expires today, we are expecting, you know, the EV sales to go down a little bit. I think that's why you're seeing some of these finance and, kind of deals crop up in the financing arms of General Motors and Ford. One loophole to point out here, guys, is that the IRS says you can still claim this $7,500 federal credit if a couple things are in line today. Basically, if you're some of the way into buying a new car, but you haven't received it yet, you have to have a binding contract and you have to have made one payment so far. So you can still claim the credit after today if those two sort of stipulations have been met. Otherwise, you're going to be paying a little bit more.
Hey, Mike, there's something else that caught our eye this morning that I know you know a lot about, and that is the huge deal for EA, Electronic Arts, the video game company behind, you know, Madden and The Sims and others.
Yeah. And Need for Speed and NBA 2K, they're one of the biggest video game companies in the game. They are being taken private by a group of private equity firms, among them Silver Lake Partners, which also has a deal in the TikTok deal that we recently talked about. A number of other sort of major players here, including the Saudi investment fund, Saudi Arabia's investment fund, and the investment fund connected to Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president. They are looking to take this video game private to the tune of about $55 billion. This is the largest leveraged buyout we've seen really ever, and one of the larger leveraged buyout moves in that particular sector in a while. Guys, there's a lot of different ways to read into this. One, it's a bet on the future of the video game industry, which has had a really great past couple of years. They're betting that that trend is going to continue, and now they won't have to be at the beck and call of investors or a board of directors, which allows them a little bit more freedom in the marketplace. Gamers likely will not notice a huge change in the short term. However, long term, we could see EA get into some sectors that they were not otherwise in or move out of sectors that are just not doing as well.
We'll watch to see what it means. Hey, Mike, thanks so much. Mike Tobosky joining us live. A lot going on in the tech world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma
With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.